Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on The Real Momentum.
And I pray as we just allow God's Word to minister even deep into her heart, the Bible describes her as what she's doing here, how she's acting here, as sharp as a two-edged sword. It signifies the act that brings pain and destruction. It's the symbol of death. But the Bible teaches us in Hebrews chapter 4 that the Word of God is what? Sharper than a two-edged sword. So for a men's conference to tell me not to use the Word of God, they eliminated any help they could get, because the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Her words are sharp as a two-edged sword. It's a place of it symbolizes death, but God's Word is life. Amen. The light's on. And I want to bring the light into every area of my life, okay? I want to make sure I take the steps I need to take. Number three, she's after a man's soul. She's after a man's soul. Number four, nobody escapes the consequences. We might think that we can get away from this and hide from this, but man, when you sin in a sexual manner, you sin against your own body. The consequences may sleep for a while, but watch out when they awaken. And so number two, not only are her words deafening, but number two, her walk is dangerous. Her walk is dangerous. Proverbs chapter 5, it says this in verse number 5, her feet go down to death. You see that? Her steps, listen to it, her steps lay hold of hell. Now going back to Proverbs chapter 6, verse 26, there is the hunt for the precious life. And you see this taking place. Her words are deafening and her walk is dangerous, and they lead down to death. Her feet lead down to death and her steps lay hold of hell. When the phrase is mentioned there, go down to death, it means to descend or sink into ruin. Every step she's taken, she's leading you to a place of descent and also to the place of ruin. Her pace and her step follows closely with the world and of the dead. So her steps lay hold of hell, which means she's living in the world of the dead. That's the second time that we see that in just a matter of verses. Obviously, the two-edged sword is a symbol of death, but also the steps that she's leading you to is the world of the dead. That's where she's trying to take you down and consume you. Proverbs chapter 2, listen to this, verse 18 through 19. For her house leads down to death, and her paths to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the paths of life. So her house is again on a decline, sinking in a gradual descent. So just a couple of takeaways on this walk that she has that is very dangerous. No wonder she's leading this way. No wonder she's trying to captivate you. By the way, she's being used of an enemy that appeals to our flesh and doing everything he can with all that she says, what she doesn't say, what she wears, what she doesn't wear, is pulling us away from God's design for our life. And that is simply what? Life. Life. God wants you to have life and life abundantly. And so here, her house leads down to death. Number one, no one that goes to her returns, nor do they regain the paths of life. It's a dangerous walk. No one that goes to her returns. So you go and I'm just speaking from reality. When you go and intermingle with sexual sin, you're not going to come back the same. It's going to get on you, bro. Amen? It's going to get in you. You've got to go through a cleansing of the Spirit of God and the Word of God to get free of that. And by the way, when you do get free of that, the brain's so powerful, it will bring back things to your mind that you're trying to run from, and you can't get away from them. Amen? Amen. Am I speaking truth, or is this, I don't need to go down here to UPS. You know what I'm saying? It's the truth. You have to deal with this. That's why you got to catch it early. And if you're a dad of boys, I'm saying get ahead of the game. And you might not think it's soon enough. You might think it's too early. I'm telling you, it's not early enough to get ahead of this because of the way the attack is and the way the enemy wants to work. If he can destroy our brains in terms of our thought life and what we deal with, he can keep the Word of God from having great liberty and giving us life and what God wants us to experience. And that's why I think if we don't have brotherhood and connection to get free, we'll never get free or stay free. Number two, to walk with her is to embark on the same path. Remember, her steps go down to death. That she lives and is moving to the place of the dead. Her walk is dangerous. The price of infidelity is high. The price of infidelity is high. And number four, there is no such thing as a safe affair. Now, when I use the word affair, I'm talking about the affairs in terms of which way you engage this, whether you're married or not, whether you're a young man or not, whether you're a seasoned man or not, doesn't matter. That's the affair and the allure that you're being pulled away. You're playing with something that's not really real. But in the end of this play, so to speak, it is death. It is death, and it's very, very clear. So we notice, number one, that the lure is fader by means of a harlot. The means is that the enticement or the execution of a harlot is fatal. How she moves and what she says and what she does and what she wears and what she doesn't wear is such a way that it is a fatal way for you to be engaged in her life. And so I want you to notice, as we move through this, number three, her ways are deceptive. Her ways are deceptive. Proverbs chapter 5, verse 6, lest you ponder, key word, lest you ponder her path of life. Remember, we've already talked about the man and his path. Well, what about this woman and her path? Lest you think about her path, her ways are unstable, you do not know them. The word unstable translates that her ways are movable, she's off the path. It's the translation of a slippery slope that can swiftly change as she changes her ground. She's always moving, deceptive, always, you know, in how she even interacts and how she's trying to take you down. So number one, on no account does she allow the man she's enticing to think of the consequences of what he is about to do. That's a great statement. She's so deceptive, she's not wanting you to think about what to do. That's why the Bible says this, lest you ponder her path of life, lest you come to your senses, unless you begin to process the Word of God and the Spirit of God brings conviction. To God be the glory it does. It gets me in my right mind because if I'm not careful, I'm not thinking about what she's doing. And when I'm not thinking about what she's doing, she's got me right where she wants me. And the consequences of that I'm not even considering. Number two, her swiftly changing moods and appeals are bewitching or captivating. Again, that lure is to draw us away. I think about fishing, man. That when you fish with an artificial lure and you have there's a string tied to it, and these fish still bite it. And that's kind of how we are, guys. It's appealing. It's enticing. It comes by me, man. It's the sixth time it's come by me. That fish is like, I'm gonna bite it now. And that's kind of how we are. If we're not careful, man, we're not thinking about the string it's tied to, and that string is tied to death, and it's gonna be costly. And the lure is fatal. Number three, her loss of purity and fidelity is only satisfied with your loss. Her loss of purity and fidelity is only satisfied with your loss. The hunt for the precious life. Now I'm going to take some time to read Proverbs chapter 7, and I want you to just let the Word of God speak to you. Verse number 6, listen to what God's Word says, okay? For at the window of my house I looked through my lattice and saw among the simple, I perceived among the youths a young man devoid of understanding, passing along the street near her corner, and he took the path to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And there a woman met him with the attire of a harlot and a crafty heart. She was loud and rebellious. Her feet would not stay at home. At times she was outside, at times in the open square, lurking at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him with an impotent face. She said to him, I have peace offerings with me. Today I paid my vows. So I came out to meet you diligently to seek your face, and I have found you. I have spread my bed with tapestry, colored coverings of Egyptian linen. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, alloys, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with love, for my husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him and will come home on the appointed day. With her enticing speech, she caused him to what? Yield. With her flattering lips, she seduced him Immediately he went after her as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till an arrow struck his liver as a bird hastens to the snare. He did not know what it cost. He did not know it cost his life. Key verse. He did not know it cost his life. Now therefore, listen to me, my children. Pay attention to the words of my mouth. Do not let your heart turn aside to her ways. Do not stray into her paths. For she has cast down many wounded, and all who were slain by her, listen guys, were strong men. Her house is the way to hell, descending to the chambers of death. Wow. Thank God for His Word, amen. Thank God for His Word. If you're not reading Proverbs every day, brother, I just say, just get into Proverbs and stay there, because God's Word will help you.
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you, we want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/rmpodcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.